This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Taking a look at some very, very weak numbers. That is the slide in his standing among independents. 61% support back in January is at 37 now, which is obviously a huge drop, and it's south of where we have seen any prior president in that particular reading.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Biden's numbers didn't just drop with independents. From 61 to 39%. Biden's numbers have dropped with everybody. Holy cow. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. There's no breaking news here. It's not even news. First of all, Biden's numbers have never been high. Let's just be very clear. They've never been high. And I tell you this because I want you to congratulate yourselves. I have friends that will write to me, Kevin, man, the situation is so bad. I just feel I'm having nightmares about it, whatever. I'm going, what are you having nightmares about? You're winning. Now, if you say, I'm concerned that we're winning, but we never seem to feel like we're winning, well, that's not, who's that on? If you're a winner, you know how to act like a winner. Winners are used to winning, and they continue to push back. You should be celebrating these wins. You should be out proselytizing about these wins. Every time somebody brings up Biden, yeah, he's doing such a great job. Those numbers sure seem to indicate it, don't they? Oh, you're just being... Now, I'm not being anything. I'm being truthful. The numbers have dropped. And look, I'm going to bring it up one more time, and I'll bring it up again. 82 million votes. Really? Where? Prove it. You disprove it, Kevin Jackson. Okay. Biden is 12 million votes more popular than Barack Obama in 2008. That I give you that. He is. You could watch anywhere Biden went, and people just were like, oh, my God, he's so dreamy. I love him. I just want to have his babies. Will please? Yeah, that was happening in 2020. Yeah. So if you want to convince me that he had that cult of personality that could drive that many more votes than baby black Jesus, I give you the floor. Because Biden could walk to this day, Biden can walk anywhere in this country and he can't get 20 people to pay attention to him. You know what he looks like? He looks like some old pervert who escaped from an old folks home and somebody put him in a suit and said, pretend to be president. You've seen the movie Dave? His numbers are dropping. There's a billboard campaign. I think it was make the Taliban great again with Biden dressed in a turban. We talked about it on one of the episodes, and it's so true. The Democrats are finding difficult things to say right now. Do you know Maxine Waters is critical of the Biden administration for sicking horses on black people? How dare they sick them horses on black people? This is an outrage. Even black folks are turning against Biden, which, by the way, the largest number of black people to ever in a modern history from, say, 1950s to the present voted for Donald Trump. And you know the old saying, if black people stop voting for the Democrats and we get over X percentage and 8% of the people voted for Trump. It was anywhere from 3% more or, you know, whatever. But let's just for the sake of discussion say if 15% of black folks voted for Trump, there's no way a Democrat could win. Trump got over 20%, well into the 20% of the black vote and didn't win. And there's not a prognosticator on the planet who, if you had said this before the election, Donald Trump is going to get 22% of the black vote. Will he win the election? Every Democrat on the planet would say, yep, that would be game over. Well, he got that number. But you know what they said? Oh, Joe Biden, for Trump to say that they cheated, that's just insane. Well, how do you reconcile the black vote? So they can't. Anyway, we've been talking about fallacies, logical fallacies. We've been talking about the cult of coronavirus. But the thing I always like to begin this my shows with is how powerful you are. I know we don't coalesce very well, but I think we're starting to. And look, I don't know what it takes for you to understand the importance of you with this show, but I'm going to tell it to you. I'm not Ben Shapiro where I've got a bunch of people, a billionaire that back me, and I'm out there getting my name out there on there. I don't even care. I told many people, we rebranded the Kevin Jackson Network from the Black Sphere because of my company, but anybody that's been associated with me knows, I don't care if you know my name at all. When I started in this, I knew my abilities. I knew my personality. I could be the Van Jones of this movement and making a crazy amount of money and speaking and all that. And, you know, in retrospect, probably should have done some of that to alleviate a little bit of it. But anybody that worked with me over the decade more, it's been 12 years that we've been doing this, will tell you every time they said, Kevin, let's put you out front. I was like, you don't need me out front. So it isn't about me. It's about you. And I want you to understand, I'm going to say this again because people, it resonates with them because you write to me. 20,000 people downloading this show and we make an impact. It's enough to fund this show and the people involved with it for a long time. 20,000 people would generate $1,000 a day. I know that's hard to believe, but that's how the advertising and stuff works. So can you imagine if it's 200,000 people and we're making $10,000 a day and all the work that we do helping other organizations? You know how many organizations we support? You probably don't. We support at least a dozen other nonprofits that need work that we do at cost. In some cases, it costs me money to do it. I pay it forward with your donations and stuff. You are so important. The clicks, where you decide to make a click, if you click on the Washington Post or the New York Times, you just helped liberalism. I tell people, search for your answers, see the title, and go somewhere else to understand what they're trying to tell you. Don't click on their stuff. Those little bitty things you do, that click matters. Where you buy a product, if you buy it because you saw it over at the Washington Post, you just gave them money. Stop doing that. You are so important, and if nobody else is going to tell you, come to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com because we will. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapse. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left is a propaganda machine, and they will use the federal government for their propaganda in order to scare citizens into submission. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And many people are rebelling all across this country, all across the world. They won't tell you this rebellion that's happening. They also won't tell you the Gestapo tactics that are being applied in countries like Australia, for example. Go do some research. You'll see what I'm talking about. Everybody is trying to get this new world order in, and they're not even afraid to talk about it. They say it openly and publicly. Doctors being paid off to tell you, get the poke, get the poke, get the poke. There's a website that you can go and find out if your doctor is a pro, you know, is he getting money to give you wrong information? Are the pharmaceutical companies paying him, taking them on fishing trips and stuff so he can say, hey, get that Moderna shot, get that J&J shot? How much of that $6 trillion plus dollars do you think is going into the fuel around coronavirus? Pop up anything on your, look at your kids' phone, smartphone. See what comes up when they want to play a video game. It'll be a coronavirus advertisement.
Go on any TV, one of these off-channel things, not your regular channels. It'll be coronavirus. If it's on a regular channel, it'll be coronavirus. Woo flu, woohoo! Get your shot, get your shot. And it'll be done in all kinds of ways, sophisticated. There are marketing companies who are selling this to you. And you know what's so cool about it? You're not buying it. You're pushing back. Despite the onslaught against anybody who dare buck the false narrative of the Wu flu being a pandemic, Americans continue to push back. You're refusing the Wu flu death pokes, and you're not anti-vaxxers, as the left proclaim, and I've told you. Almost every American who is against the Wu flu vaccines has been vaccinated for something. I know I have, and my bet is you have. In your lifetime, you've gotten vaccinated for something. There wasn't any hesitancy because you know that drug has been tested on many people. It's, by the way, it's a choice. You don't have to get a tetanus shot. I got a nail in my foot when I was probably in my mid-20s. I didn't have to get a shot. And the doctor says, well, you know, it's a preventative. Okay, what the heck? You get bitten by a dog, or you know, somebody, an animal out, you don't know it has rabies. It's a preventative. You decide, the doctor said, well, we couldn't capture the animal. You might want to take a rabies shot if you just came up and bit you out of the blue. Okay, but if a dog bites you because you're walking by his yard and he happens to be out, you probably won't get it. It's your choice. Do I get this rabies shot or not? Now, let me tell you this. If you don't get it and you have rabies, you will die. But you might not have rabies. Your choice. What do you think? How many people do you think have gotten a rabies shot and didn't actually have it? Said, you know what? I'd rather not run the risk. How many people do you think got a tetanus shot and went, you know what? I'd rather not run the risk. Maybe they would have survived because no, they didn't have tetanus or they didn't have rabies or they didn't have something else. We take medications, mostly oral, but we believe in them. I'll tell you this. I've had an infected gum and the doctor gave me antibiotics and I took them. I didn't go, oh, I don't know about this medicine, man, this science here. I took them because I knew enough about it that I went, oh, you know what? This is definitely infected. So let me take these meds. No problem taking it. We understand the advancement of modern science and keeping people alive. But we also know when somebody's saying, pull my finger. Real science pokes holes in every aspect of the Wu flu scam. Every aspect. And it begins with the math. Now, those of you who've listened to the program, here we go again. Here's Kevin. He's on the broken record. Yep. The broken record. The CDC, 40 million. I haven't looked. We should probably look and adjust it. But let's say it's 42 million people have had Wu flu since it was released from the Chinese bioweapon facility in Wuhan, China. Others, however, estimate that almost one-third of the American population has contracted the virus. Why not report the real number? You want to talk about how contagious it is? Why not give us the real number? And you know the answer. Obviously, this would so distort the narrative of the deadly nature of the Wu flu. How can it be an emergency if over 100 million people have gotten a disease and we've only lost 600,000 or whatever the number is? That's 0.6%. And oh, by the way, that includes all those old people. So you take them out and you're talking about losing, say, 100,000 or 200,000 healthy, you know, otherwise mainly healthy individuals. And suddenly that number is a rounding error. You can't make that an emergency. You can't do what this government is doing, which is experimenting on its population. But what cracks me up, and I talked about it the other day, is the fact that we would take a Chinese bioweapon and experiment with the population. Aren't they a threat? I'm just curious. So what if the Wu flu kills even less than the 1% rate? Now, you've heard me talk about the math of the Wu flu, and what's clear, folks, is the Wu flu follows certain patterns. I'm not going to bother to go into a whole lot of detail, and understand this. I have not done any scientific analysis except with my big, beautiful black brain. In other words, I've done pretty much what the Fed has done, except that I didn't pay any experts. And my beautiful black brain has concluded that the countries with the highest GDP spend the most per capita fighting this scandemic. I talked about this on a forum the other night. The statistics. If you've read anything that we've written at the blacksphere.net, where we publish our articles, there is so much, first of all, common sense evidence, but it's backed up by data. And it's irrefutable data. If I were talking to Fauci, I'd say, you know, our numbers don't jive with anything in the world. And I think, Dr. Fauci, it's compared to our GDP. If I were to do a statistical analysis of it and say, why is it that we have one fifth the population of India, as an example, but we have three times, using your numbers, we have 1.6 times or 1.3 times the number of infections of Wu flu. And we have almost double the deaths. How do you rationalize that? Where's the math on that? And of course, the fraud wouldn't have anything to say. He wouldn't know what to say. So, anyway, I'm running out of time in this segment, but I want to talk about a woman who dare question the numbers and the money. And she brought up some interesting points. We'll be back.
Radio show.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
A Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After military leaders were grilled on Capitol Hill Tuesday regarding the disastrous Afghan withdrawal, it has been brought to light President Biden rejected the advice of his top military aides and how to reduce troop numbers while keeping the Taliban in check. This claim disputes Biden's claim he knew nothing about keeping troops in country and preventing a power vacuum. Arizona lawmakers were told during a September 24th hearing of inconsistencies uncovered during a forensic audit of the 2020 election conducted in Maricopa County. Arizona Senate President Karen Fan, a Republican, issued a letter on the same day to Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, recommending further investigation following the audit's findings. 9,041 more ballots were returned by voters than were actually sent out. Search for Brian Laundrie continues as the Petito family voices support Tuesday for the FBI. It was the Petitos' first press conference. USA Radio News. The unvaccinated are not listening to God. Those words from the Democrat New York governor. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau explains.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. And thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So there's a billboard campaign going around the country, and it says, don't be bullied. And we talked about it, realmask.org. realrisk.org. Don't be bullied all over the country. And I applaud the people who are doing this. I can't see. I think it's C... something of freedom. It's too small. I think we talked about it earlier, but you should check that out. Understand this. People all around this country are fighting back against this nonsense. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We fight every day for truth. I don't tell people, don't get the shot, don't get the shot. I mean, my view is don't get the shot. But if you've gotten the shot, congratulations. If it makes you feel good, fine. If you're healthy, if it you feel as if you've done the right thing, congratulations. I don't, you know, we differ on it. But I'm not going to, and I do poke fun of it, but I'm not poking fun at the individuals. I'm poking fun at the people who get the shot and then go, you better get it. It would be like somebody saying, I'm gay, you better be gay. No, I'm a feminist. You better be a feminist. I'm white. You better be white. I can no more be any of those things I just described outside of I do believe in feminism in the sense of women are should be able to do what they want to do. But I can no more be white than I could be a woman. So what is it? Why is logic gone out the window? Anyway, congratulations to cchfreedom.org, I can read it, for these billboards going around the country and fighting back. But there's a saying, follow the money, folks. And I don't know if you saw this woman talking to the school board and informing them that she's aware that they have been paid off to promote wearing masks. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, how much money do you believe is being spent to tell doctors, hey, look, you want an extra $50,000? You want that new Lexus? You want that new Tesla? Here's an extra $50,000 or so. Recommend the vax. Do you believe there's a bounty being placed on the number of people that a doctor can get to get vaccinated? I don't know that there is, but I bet you there is one. Nurses cajoling people. Listen, you ought to get it. I'm just telling you. You know, what are the spiffs? There's a website you can go to. I'm going to publish all this in an article. There's a website you can go to find out if your doctor is on the payroll being encouraged to get you to do something that goes against the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm. So we'll get you linked up to that and a bunch of other stuff. So follow the money. I don't know where it is. I'm not an investigative reporter. This lady did her work, her homework. But if you follow the money, you'll understand
That this is not something where let me ask you, do you believe that the majority of the people are afraid of getting the woofer? Like they're like, oh my God, you know, that's the number one thing on their brain. Now, I've asked this question in the context of these third world nations where they're shipping the vaccine. And people are taking it because they're not Americans. They don't understand it. They don't need to take it. And they're getting sick. But what about the countries who say, we got bigger things to worry about. We want running water. We want electricity. We want to build an economy. We need to get out of our war-torn nature, etc. Do you think their news gets up and says, today, you know, in whatever language, today the Wu flu is attacking the nation. It is the number one existential threat to the world outside of white girls missing. And we need to make sure that you are vaccinated. And people are like, oh, Lord, we need to go get vaccinated. We all gonna die. They aren't even saying that in America where we got spare time and lots of leftists. It's insane. Anyway, I want to play this clip. This is a woman who's following the money. And she understands this. And, oh, I should give a shout out to one of my best friends. He's like a brother to me, and his wife is like a sister. And their son, they fought for their daughter, I think one of their children, not to wear a mask in school in Texas, and they won. They went against the district. They got a religious exemption. And I'm thinking of doing the same thing. I want to empower you folks to get out there and do your part. You are more powerful. You are bigger than you think. You think you got this one little voice, and that one little voice is a voice among millions of Americans. And you aren't trying to be part of a collective because you're an individual, and good for you. But you're becoming part of a collective, and you don't even know it. I'm on these forums. My team is on these forums. We're pushing back. Anyway, here's a clip, and we'll dissect it when we get back, when it's done.
I am here to ask this school board two questions. I respectfully reclaim my time for any and all of your responses. I'd first like to say I have done my research. I have here documentation from Johns Hopkins and OSHA that prove that the mask and the PPM that's being caused through the mask, which is, it's science, you know, stuff that people don't want to talk about right now, prove that they're dangerous not only to the adults who are sitting around wearing them, but most importantly to the children. I also have the letter here that was sent to the superintendent talking about the funds that the state of Illinois and the federal government were going to give them. And then I kept on searching and I kept thinking, with all this information about how dangerous these masks are, and then not to mention this experimental gene therapy they're calling a vaccine, why would this school keep doing this? So I decided to follow the money. And I went through report after report after report. And then suddenly, right there in the school letter itself, operational strategy for K through 12 schools, phase prevention, CDC, COVID-19, right here, completely against the Nuremberg Code of the United States of America. I want to ask you this question to this board. Are you in possession of or slated to receive any state, federal, or private funding and or grants from any entity on the condition of universal masking, vaccine, which I guess, again, is experimental gene therapy, or any other COVID-related protocols for staff or students in the entire Vandalia, Illinois school system? Yes or no? It is a yes or no question. Are you receiving any funds under those conditions or aren't you? Or are you slated to receive them if you don't have them now?
We will receive our bills today as we comply with the bills that
only which right here says universal masking, universal vaccine coming. Right here, this is the rules you're following, and I have the letters to show it. I'd also like to inform you that I am aware that the state of Illinois received $5,054,988,054 for their COVID-related, right here. This here. County, or this here school system, just the Vandalia school system, for complete full compliance gets $5,750,000
$750,647. And they said it's $3,946.91 per student. That same CDC paperwork right here states all students have access to learning. All students. Not just the disabled who say they can't wear a mask, or not just the ones who are disenfranchised, but all students are entitled to it, who have common sense, and then the parents who have the common sense to do their own medical research and say, no, I'm not going to do that to my kid. That's not healthy for him. We've got evidence right here. It's not healthy. We don't want to do that. And they've learned that the masks are very dangerous to them, especially children. We're told to leave school or comply. This has happened to my family, so don't tell me that it doesn't. No middle ground, no distance learning with computers, told to turn laptops back in. You can't have it. If you're not rolled, you can't have it. But you can't be rolled because you're not going to be at school. You miss another day, truancy's coming after you. You put us in a corner, and you're getting paid to mask our children.
What's interesting about that lady, well, there's a lot of things. First of all, I applaud her. I wish she was on my team. You can tell she's just an ordinary woman. She's just a woman who cares about her kids. Well, they call them mama bears. But what's most interesting is that she didn't have to dig that deep. This investigative reporting, she says, I went a little further. I got a little curious. This is all a matter of public record. And by the way, understand this. These leftists at some point are going to start hiding this stuff from you. They're not going to let you know. Right now, it's in your face. But as we dig deeper and deeper, as we get more and more to the truth, and that's what we're getting to the truth, and that's why you see these billboards, don't be bullied. And I say to you, as a fellow conservative and a warrior, don't be bullied. Bullies will never let you go. They will not give you quarter if you don't fight back. I promise you. Here's how you deal with a bully. You tell them, you know what? You might very well kick my butt. But I'm going to get enough licks in to where you're going to go find another target. So let's go. And if every time they come to you and they know you're going to fight, they know you got a puncher's chance. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I got one last statement for you before I go. The Nuremberg Code of the United States of America says the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. Hiding $5,750,000 from us and then telling us that you're masking our children for their health is unconscionable. Again, I have just one little final statement here. Just give me one second. You are violating the U.S. Constitution of the United States. I don't care what mandate the state of Illinois gives. You are violating the rights of these children, the rights of these parents, and your own conscience. If you just pledge to that flag, you are standing against it when you do this masking, this universal stuff to get that money. I'd rather see this school in ashes than to see you sit there with your pockets full while you suffocate our children with diapers on their faces. Not only that, but I have seen these children say to me, to my face, that they're letting us wear it on our chin now. We just have to wear it on our chin, but we got to put it on when we're here. So you're teaching them to lie on top of deceiving them into doing something. We are sovereign citizens of the United States of America, and I stand with that flag and the Constitution and the Nuremberg Code that goes with it. You have no power. You have no power to usurp the rights of our children or the authority that we have over our children. And because they're not old enough to speak for themselves, we stand and speak for them. Amen. We the people have had enough. You are on notice. You will all be gone if you don't change your ways right now. With that, I yield.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You think they're giving you the whole truth in the Wu Flu scamdemic? I gave you a hint of how I feel about it, but I'm just asking, do you think they're giving you the truth? You think they're giving you the truth about the numbers, the infection rates? Do you think they're giving you the truth about the death rates? Do you think they're giving you the truth about the Delta variant and how much more or less infectious it is? Do you think that they know or would give you the truth about the number of people dying from the Delta variant? What about the Lambda variant? What about the Mu variant? Do you think that they're giving you the truth about the variants, period? Do you think that they're giving you the truth about your level of immunity once you've had the disease? Do you think that they're giving you the truth about the vaccines? Do you think that they're giving you the truth about the effectiveness of the vaccines? Do you think they're giving you the truth about whether the vaccines are actually getting people sick and these people are super spreaders? Do you think they're giving you the truth about whether the vaccine can kill you or harm you in some way that can be debilitating now and perhaps forevermore? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. Rattling it off because I know it. I already know the answer to these things. A good lawyer does not ask the question that he doesn't know the answer to. They are not giving you the good, the truth. They aren't giving you what you need to know to make an informed decision. They are violating your rights, not only as an American, but as a world citizen, going against the Nuremberg Codes used by the Nazis as the very people who are doing Nazi-esque types of activities on you are calling you the Nazi. There's a reason, folks, why the leopard will not attack the honey badger. It's a very simple thing. Even though the leopard can kill the honey badger, the fight is not worth it. There is a reason why the wolf will not attack the wolverine. Because even though the wolf can kill the wolverine will inflict so much damage that the wolf himself will likely die down the road. And it'll be a brutal death. You are honey badgers, you're wolverines. And if you decide that you're going to fight back, that you're going to stand up to these bullies, which is what this woman did, she did a very simple thing. She says, I want to follow the money. Let me ask you, do you think that the media, while we were going on this, I was talking about this previous rant about you getting the truth, do you think that the media has done its part to really uncover all the things were surrounding the Wu Flu, the scam of it all? Have they found the origins of it? Or are we still saying it was that videographer, right? Remember the 9/11 attack? It was that videographer in California. Well, where did this outbreak occur? It was that videographer in California. He did it. You understand the metaphor? I think you do. See, they're always looking for somebody to point something at when they know the obvious. The obvious here is this is a Chinese bioweapon, and now they have weaponized a Chinese bioweapon against American citizens. They are taking our tax dollars, funding other people to build a propaganda campaign that is going to hurt us now and in the future. And the Chinese can sit back and laugh at it. And there is rumor, I don't know if it's true, but I believe it, that the Chinese themselves, and I talked about it the other day, spread this knowing what was going to happen. Knowing how stupid our leftists would be. and they obliged. Because in case you didn't know it, leftists are the most stupid people on the planet. Hey, listen to this clip. This is a lady, the health minister of Canada, talking about how they count WHO flu. Check this out.
So we do have that framework where schools, if they see that there are an increased number of children who are ill because of respiratory illness, again, or teachers or staff, they can work with Alberta Health Services. And in some ways, that is adding an additional layer of protection, because if individuals choose to not get tested for COVID but are home with an illness, they're now counted in the list as being part of that outbreak. And so it's less dependent on needing a test to be a part of identifying where there is an issue. We are, as I mentioned, working with education to determine if there are any adjustments that need to be made to this framework. But there are no other settings right now, aside from continuing care and acute care, as locations where there's a significant risk of transmission and severe outcomes if there should be an outbreak. In those settings, we are ensuring that follow-up takes place to mitigate and to manage outbreaks. However, in schools, again, we are taking the approach that an illness that fits that definition, respiratory illness, is treated the same way, whether it's someone who's diagnosed with COVID or not.
I'm sure you caught that. So whether you have it or not, if it seems like it's respiratory, you got pneumonia, you got the flu, we're counting it as COVID, which is interesting because now they want to count it, you know, because we're well beyond the data, the stats and the masking, you know, the idea of whether or not, you know, how many people got it and the level of mortality of the disease. We're well. So we'll just count everybody. But here's what's interesting. What she's not going to tell you, and what I've said on in multiple places here in various COVID forums, WHO flu forums, I said, this is the Canadian Health Ministry. How many of these kids have died of the WHO flu in Canada? I already gave you the numbers for America. 73 million kids under the age of 17. 323 of them died. This was probably 2-3 weeks ago. But it isn't going to change that much. Let me just do this so that this has a freshness date that is okay. 73 million kids under the age of 17. In America, it's now we're 19 months, 20 months into the WHO flu nonsense. And I will tell you this, not 400 kids have died of WHO flu. So how many think have died in Canada? The same rounding error, the same number percentage wise, whatever the number of kids under the age of 17 in Canada, you can bet it's less than 300 who died of this disease. And what are we talking about? Oh, we've got to mask up in schools and we've got to do this. And this is for the, and you know what somebody said to me? It was for the protection of the teachers. Really? So you want to know when a kid has COVID, but you never ask if a kid has the flu. You know what they tell you when you're a parent? And by the way, this has been going on since the dawn of the education system, since the first group of kids started getting trained by some adult who said, I'm going to teach you something. Whatever kid came to school, you just got it. You want to know who are the most hardy people on the planet? Teachers and then parents. We are the most hardy people on the planet because you send your kids to petri dishes, a.k.a. known as schools, and once they get out of those schools, you know what happens? You're going, holy crap, another bug. I caught another bug. I caught another bug. So that's what happens. You catch the bug, you get well, you get immune to so many things that where you finally, I mean, there's a period in your life where you just, nothing can make you sick. You're that protected. They don't get tested, but they count them anyway. It's just a protocol. The protocol of the biggest money grab in the history of man.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.